Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 14th June 2022. Top stories for today. Tax losses suffered by the government due to tax evaders were estimated at more than 665 million ringgit. Earlier today, the Inland Revenue Board or IRB said it has discovered around 31,598 entities comprising individuals, businesses, companies and others who have yet to declare their incomes. According to IRB, the entities were detected based on asset ownership as well as their ability to secure financing and or security valued at 500,000 ringgit and above. The agency gives a one-month grace period from June 15 to July 15, 2022 to comply before tax audits, civil, criminal probes will be enforced. The Special Select Committee Chairman Mazli Malik today said that the Education Minister Dato' Mohamad Razzi Mohamad Jidin has disregarded an official invitation by Parliament to attend a meeting yesterday. Mazli said neither Razzi nor any representative from the Ministry was present, accusing them of undermining the Parliament. The Minister was summoned to explain the sudden abolishment of the Form 3 Assessment or P3 examinations. Malaysia reported another 2,092 new daily COVID-19 infections as of midnight Monday. Selangor continues to record the highest daily in cases, with a total of 1,251 reported, followed by Kuala Lumpur and Penang. According to the COVID Now portal, another 4 COVID-related deaths were recorded, with one declared as brought in dead. On the international front, Russian forces cut off the last routes for evacuating citizens from the eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk. The regional governor, Sergei Gadai, said all bridges to the embattled Ukrainian key city have now been destroyed. The last bridge to the city was cut off, trapping any remaining civilians and making it impossible to deliver humanitarian supplies. Ukraine has issued increasingly urgent calls for more Western heavy weapons to help defend the city. And weeks after US President warned China over Taiwan, Beijing has delivered its sternest rebuttal yet, saying it would resolutely crush any attempt at Taiwan's independence. China's Defense Minister General Wang Fenghe vowed to protect the island militarily if it was attacked. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit asrawani.com for more on these stories.